Module 3, Motivators. In life, everyone needs motivators. We all need something that gets us going and wanting more and wanting better. You can have different motivators for different things. You may have a motivator that helps you with work, and then a motivator that helps you with your home life. You need to determine what motivates you. Others cannot tell you this. Experiment and find what works for you. Need for autonomy. To understand the need for autonomy, we need to understand what it is. Autonomy is related to a person's ability to make informed and uncoerced decisions for themselves. It is one's ability to act on their own values and interests. The term is actually derived from the ancient Greek word which means self-governance. Ways to be more autonomous. Get to know yourself. Challenge your beliefs and assumptions. Become more assertive. Make your own decisions. Make sure you can meet your needs. Learn to soothe yourself. Self-efficacy. Do you know what self-efficacy is? If you don't, let me tell you. It is a person's belief in their capacity to perform behaviors and complete tasks to reach different goals. Bandura is the person responsible for creating this definition. Self-efficacy determines how people think, behave, and feel. There are four major sources of self-efficacy according to Bandura. They are mastery experiences, social modeling, social persuasion, and psychological responses. Individuals with strong self-efficacy view challenging problems as things to master, develop deeper interests, have a strong sense of commitment to their interests, can recover quickly from setbacks. Individuals with weak self-efficacy avoid challenging tasks, believe difficult tasks are beyond their capabilities, focus on personal failures, lose confidence quickly. External factors. We all need to find what motivates us to live a happy life. Extrinsic motivation is related to behavior that is driven by external rewards. Not everyone will be driven by the same thing. Some people may be driven by money and fame, while another may be driven by praise. Extrinsic motivation comes from outside the person. You need to find what motivates you. It may take some trial and error, but once you find what you want, you can become more motivated. Internal factors. Internal motivation is different from external motivation. Internal motivation is driven by doing something because you enjoy doing it. Intrinsic motivation is not concerned with external rewards like awards or praise. What you feel inside from an experience makes you want to do it again in the future. Needs that lead to intrinsic motivation. Competence, succeeding in what one does. Relatedness, connecting with others. Autonomy, being in control of one's own life. Case study. Ricky and Cindy work together at Elite Care Center. The two employees work as supervisors. Cindy has not shown much motivation at work recently. She goes through the day, but it is only because she has to. Ricky has noticed the decline in her motivation. Ricky told Cindy that he wants to help her. He said she needs to find what motivates her at work and use that to be happier and accomplish her tasks. He recommended that Cindy think about what motivates her both internally and externally. Cindy thought about it and found what makes her happy about work. She also found that praise makes her work harder. Being aware of this, Ricky praised her for her accomplishments.